Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced that he's easing some environmental regulations that govern dairy farms so that farmers can buy more cows to fuel the state's growing Greek yogurt industry. As WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the news came at the first ever yogurt summit at the state capitol.
Cuomo chaired a meeting that brought together dairy farmers, yogurt makers, and an array of state officials. The governor says with the phenomenal success of Greek yogurt, the struggling upstate economy has been presented with a one-of-a-kind chance.
This is one of the best private sector market opportunities upstate New York has had in 30, 40 years. I don't know when we get another one. I really, really don't. And that entrepreneurial spirit is when you see an opportunity, grab it and make it happen.
The rapid growth of Greek yogurt has revived the dairy industry in New York. Two new processing plants in recent months employ 1,800 people, and Chobani Yogurt, based near Utica, is now the number three yogurt producer in the nation and was even an official sponsor of the recently concluded Olympics. The industry has been growing so quickly, though, that the state doesn't have enough cows to produce all the milk that's needed. 3 gallons of milk go into every 1 gallon of Greek yogurt. It's estimated that 180,000 more milk cows are needed to keep up with the growing production. Many smaller dairy farmers are complaining that some environmental regulations are holding them back from helping the yogurt industry reach that goal. The state currently sets a threshold at 200 cows before requiring that extra steps are taken to protect water supplies from pollution by cow wastes. It's part of what's called the Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations, or CAFO, rules. Carrie Adams, a fourth-generation dairy farmer at Blackbrook Farms in Ontario County, plans to expand from 60 to 199 cows. She told the governor and others on the panel that buying even just one more cow and crossing over to the 200 mark would be cost prohibitive.
It will cost us $2,400 per cow to implement the regs.
Why so high?
For one, we have to build a new heifer barn because we have a heifer barn that is not CAFO compliant. It has a dry lot that's too close to a stream.
Adams says the new barn would cost $200,000 to build, and she'd have to invest another $200,000 in better manure processing. After several farmers had testified, Cuomo took a break to huddle with some of his top commissioners. Afterward, Agriculture Commissioner Daryl Aubertine announced that the rules would be changed.
We are immediately increasing the animal threshold required for a CAFO permit from 200 to 300. Simply put, this will make it much easier for small farms to grow.
Governor Cuomo later clarified that the rule could not be instantly amended, but would have to go through the normal review process.
The regulation will be proposed, is what we announced today. It's not done because you have to go through the notice and comment period.
The governor says it will take several months for the rules change to go through the process, and those with objections will get a chance to comment. Several environmental groups, including the Sierra Club and Hudson Riverkeeper, issued a statement saying they are very concerned with the proposed changes. The farmers and others at the summit also talked about how to build on their current successes. They suggested diversifying products and perhaps building a fruit processing plant so that fruit from local farms could be used for the yogurt. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.